Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
And I am with, I'm sorry, I don't, I, our computer's not working at the moment.
With Eric Wink.
Eric Wink, how are you, sir?
Very good, how are you?
I'm fine, and you're from what company?
From Hyper.
Hyper, okay, what can you tell us about Hyper?
Yeah, so Hyper provides IoT connectivity in remote and rural areas, specifically aimed at IoT applications.
So remote area, like Scranton, Pennsylvania would be a remote area.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
I'm just kidding, yeah, folks. Yeah. You know I'm from Scranton. Go ahead.
No, if you look at connectivity, only 10% of the globe has, let's say, connectivity at the moment.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's about 90% of the people, though. But in the remaining 90% of the world, if you want to communicate, you need satellite connectivity.
Sure.
And for IoT, that, you know, it's expensive and power hungry.
So what we did is we said,
you know, can we combine terrestrial communication and satellite communication? And so we created a satellite network with the power consumption levels of terrestrial networks and the cost levels of terrestrial networks.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have your own satellite network already up there?
Yeah, we launched two satellites, and we have another two planned early next year.
So where did you launch them from?
We launched one with SpaceX,
yes,
and one in India.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. So what do these devices look like? What would I use them for? Give me a situation where I would want to use your technology.
Yeah, so we're in many of the primary industries, so in smart agriculture, in logistics and supply chain, mining environments, those type of environments. That's what you would typically see them.
Interesting. And what would the device consist of?
It's basically a very simple basic sensor, which you know, tracks movement, temperature, soil moisture, those types of things, and we connect that to our modem and antenna, and then that allows you to send a message a day to our satellites.
So we're sending data in whatever shape or form that could be.
Yep, exactly.
And what are there a variety of sensors that one would?
Yeah, so we don't do sensors. We basically enable the sensor. So basically, if you look, you know, a lot of the big problems we have or big challenges we have in society, for instance, like food production. You know, 30% of the world's food production is wasted, is spoiled because of poor transportation, poor monitoring.
You guys got to use the box that was just up here. Did you see that thing?
Yeah, it was cool. Really cool. So we can help with that. You know, we can help with, you know, post-harvest monitoring of crops. Is it in good condition and you know, reduce waste? Our beehive monitoring, you know, there are about 100 million beehives in the world.
They're in trouble.
70 million of those beehives are in unconnected areas. And if you know, mortality rates are about 40% of unmonitored beehives.
Are they really?
If you monitor them, you can reduce mortality rates to 10%. So, you know, simple tools can have big, big impacts.
So what industry would you say that you focus on the most at the moment?
At the moment, there's a bunch of different ones. We have about 70 pilots going up.
Oh, really?
Right now. We have two satellites up. We see a lot of traction within agriculture, transport, logistics, but also in smart energy. We see a lot of different use cases.
And why would you be at CES? Who are you looking to attract?
Yeah, so
who was your customer?
Yeah, so we're a Dutch company, and we were nominated as national icon by the Dutch government. So we get a lot of Dutch support.
Wow!
And they have this innovation booth with lots of Dutch innovation.
Oh, I see. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we came there, and we're combining this with fundraising and talking. And for us, this is the first time. It wouldn't be the natural environment to be, but, you know, it's fascinating
to be
here.
It's exposure. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. It's fascinating.
Yeah. But the thing that's neat, you know, I point this out every year, the thing that's neat about CES is it's connecting the dots. For example, you know, we just had that box, which blew me away. Now we have your technology. And, you know, to me, there's some synergy there. But what happens is by you attending, you actually get exposure to all these companies that have all these technologies. Yeah. And, you know, that's how they connect up. You know, the automated car, the car that the solar powered car, those ideas, those concepts were all generated here at CES with different companies meeting each other and contributing their skill sets to for the common good. Yeah. And I kind of see your company falling into that.
Yeah, it's interesting. We see a lot of that. We get new ideas coming in every week. Things we never thought about, you know, connected beehives, we never thought about it.
Right.
What we see is, you know, we solve a problem at the edge, and as we start solving that, people say, that's actually cool, it's easy, it solves all the connectivity issues with 4G, with LoRa, with those
sure,
type of things.
Sure.
It's one standard globally.
That's fascinating. Yeah. That's fascinating. Yeah. Anything else that I didn't ask you that you want to tell me?
No, I think, you know, we're really excited. We're really looking
I'm
forward to this.
I'm excited that you're here.
Yeah.
If people wanted more information about your company, where would they go?
The basically, website? www.hyber.global.
www.hyber.global. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I thank you so much for coming on the show, and I wish you the best of luck, and I'm going to try to swing by and catch your booth and see it up front and close.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on.
Okay.